Do not confuse this with treatment or mental health advice or direction. Nothing on this podcast is made to supplement or supersede the relationship and direction of your mental health caretakers. Although David Koslowski is a licensed marriage and family therapist, he is not functioning as a certified mental health professional in this environment. And same applies to any professional who may appear on the Light the Fight podcast. Welcome to the OG Therapy.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of OG Therapy. And I've got another teen question from local teens that I did an assembly recently with that were kind enough to submit questions. And this question is a question that I can personally relate to a lot. So here it goes. My older brother is 6 feet tall and really strong, and he picks on me a lot, and I don't know what to do. Okay. Now, the reason why I say I can personally relate to this is because I had an older brother. He may say, oh, I didn't pick on you half as bad as my brothers picked on. You know, he may say, oh, you're lucky. I wasn't as hard on you as my brothers were on me. So I'm pretty sure he'd say that the older brothers were hard on him than he was hard on me, is what I'm trying to get across. That's besides the point. I'm going to answer this question, though, because I was unable to do this when I was younger. I did not have this type of advice. I didn't feel that this was even an option or a choice, which is why I'm going to give it to you, young lad, young sir. So here's how it goes. Older brothers, they can look down upon you because, one, he's taller than you. Two, probably have annoyed him plenty of times in his life. And three, there's something about when someone gets bigger and stronger, they like to impose their will on smaller or weaker people. Now, your brother may have a harsh reality coming in the near future if he already hasn't. I know a lot of people, they like to do that. They go out into the public and they do that to the wrong person. A kid that they think they could easily bully or pick on, and they end up laying flat on their back and getting pummeled, to say the least. I've seen it happen plenty of times with my own eyes, where a big, strong, tough guy was like, oh yeah, I'm making fun of some smaller guy. Next thing you know, the smaller guy picked him up, dumped him on his head. And it turns out that that smaller kid actually knew how to fight, how to grapple. Maybe he had older brothers who picked on his whole entire life, and he just picked on the wrong kid. With your brother, though, it's different, though, because even if you were to like sucker punch him, which I'm not suggesting you do, or to do something to try to get even with them, to tell on him to mom and dad, things of that nature, you live with him. It can make your life a whole lot harder. And so I wouldn't suggest meeting that aggression with aggression. And it sounds like he's big and intimidating to you. What I'm about to suggest, though, is not going to be an easy thing to do. In fact, usually when I give this to teenagers that I counsel, or just, you know, people in general that hit me up and this is a question that they have, I tell them that it's going to take a lot of practice, reassurance, meaning when you practice something, it reassures you that you're going to be effective in doing that in a game time situation. So most people that play sports know that you practice longer and harder and more hours than you actually play the game. Why is that? Because you want the practice and want those things to prepare you for the game. And the best way to be prepared for a game is to practice so hard and so much that when the game comes, you're not seeing something that you didn't expect. You're pretty much prepared for it. So I mentioned this in the assembly, and in a lot of questions I'll be answering in the next couple of weeks, I will use this, what I call a social health tool, as something that I want you to do. Only because it's a mirror and it's a way for you to see what you look like while you're doing it. And you can determine for yourself if you would be effective in approaching your brother or whoever it is that's affecting you. Okay. So what I want you to do is I want you to take out your phone, cell phone, iPad, iPod, whatever you have, and I want you to do a video journal. So what that means is turn on airplane mode so no one can text or call or interrupt you. And I want you to record practicing telling your brother the following. So you want to start off by telling your brother something positive, something, a compliment, something that you're like, admire about them. This is a technique to butter someone up. This whole entire technique that I teach in schools like that, I have a name for it and I have a system of how to teach it, but I'm just going to give you the short, bite-sized version of it. So you want to give him a compliment you want to tell them, you know, hey, I appreciate something you did the other day. Or my favorite one is talking to your older brother and telling him positive things that he's maybe done once or twice, or something that you would like him to do. And he doesn't do it all the time, but he kind of does it. I want you to give him a compliment as if it's something that he does all the time and something that you're really, you know, appreciative of. The reason why I want you to do that is because if you give him a compliment of something, and I'll give you an example in just a second, of something that you're appreciative of something that he does, you're not just complimenting, hey, your shoes are sick, or, you know, that your haircut looks fire. Okay, that's obviously, I don't talk like that, but you don't want to be able to do something surface as a compliment, or tell him something positive that just has to do with the way he looks, whatever. That may just feed the ego and even more, and he may be like, yeah, I know, you know, I'm good like that, right? Or I'm built different, right? Some stupid things that teenage boys would probably say. Instead, you want to give him a compliment, something like, and it's got to be alone, by the way, I almost forgot. You have to do this alone when no one else is around, mom and dad aren't around, and there's not like any tension between the two of you. You go up to him and you say, by the way, you're going to practice this in doing a video journal first, but you go up to him and say something like this. Now, I don't know if this is true, and even if it's not completely true, like if you're sitting there listening to this, you go, man, it's going to be hard for me to find a compliment to tell my brother. You might have to extend the truth a little bit. You might have to use what I call a tri-lie. So it's bending the truth, a little bit of a lie, but a little bit of the truth, okay? So you want to go up to him, and you want to, I'm just use this as an example. Let's say your brother's name is Johnny. I always like to use generic names like that. So you go up to him and say, hey, Johnny, you know, don't think I'm weird or not like that, but I just want to tell you, like, last week when, you know, I was playing video games with my friends and you said, hey, man, like, good job, dude. That was good. Like, man, that was a good move that you made. I just want to tell you, like, thank you. I really appreciate that. I know brothers always fight, and I know you're always going to pick on me because you just want to make me tough, and you don't want to, you know, you don't want to have a, you know, a little brat as a brother. I get that. But it really does mean a lot to me when every now and then you give me compliments. Obviously, you know, I'd like it if you didn't pick on me and beat me up and, you know, mess with me as much. But I'm being serious. Like, it really does mean a lot to me, because when you give me a compliment, like, it makes me really happy. It makes me, I don't know, it just puts me in a good mood. And also too, if you complimented me more and you were not as mean to me, I might actually help you out more, right? I might be able to, you know, cover for you when mom and dad aren't around. I might be able to do your chore for you, things like that. So just want to let you know, thanks for doing that. And also too, hey, if there's things I'm doing that are bugging you, can you please just tell me like what I'm doing so I could try to work on stopping it, instead of just like slapping me or hitting me or pushing me, because I don't really like that as much. Now, let me time out for a second. If you noticed, I was kind of talking, not like a therapist. I wasn't talking in a way that's like, hey, you know what? I need to stand up to you. I'm tired of you bullying me. And, you know, I don't deserve to be treated like that. And if you keep on acting this way, I'm going to tell mom and dad. That's probably not going to win your brother over. And you've probably tried to tell mom and dad before, and you're going to be left alone with him. Sometimes he's going to do it again. I'm not trying to tell you to kiss his butt and to just, you know, tell him all these things about how amazing he is and how you'll do anything if he just stops picking on you. I'm just trying to get you to talk to his just natural, normal side. So your brother, when other people are around, is more likely going to be meaner and crueler to you. Now, if no one's around and he pretends to be nice to you, when your parents are around, no one's around, he's even meaner to you, then it's even more important for you to flip this and you to do something like as a peace offering. Give him his favorite candy bar. Give him something he likes. Say, hey, I'm giving this as a peace offering, not just so you won't pick on me anymore, but also too that, like, you just know that, like, man, like, I'm your little brother. Like, if you're nicer to me and you tell me the things I'm doing wrong, like, I'll be the best little brother there is. Like, I'll help you out. I'll do whatever I can. Like, sometimes I just want your attention. And if I annoy you, just tell me what I'm doing and I'll stop annoying you. But if you pick on me and beat me up and stuff, obviously, you know, I'm just going to annoy you more. It just gets out of control. So I really do, you know, want, you know, your respect. And And obviously, if I don't know how to get it, just help me out. Tell me what I could do. Those honest, open expressions, not only will it catch your brother off guard and he won't know how to react. I've had lots of younger brothers say things like this to the older brothers. The worst case scenario that ever happened from any one of those was the older brother. This is the first exchange. The older brother looked at him and was like, thank you. Like, to the compliment that the kid gave him was like, thank you. And sure, I guess, you know, if you just didn't act this way or didn't do that way, like, you know, it'd probably make me not want to like beat you up as much. That was like the worst. And the kid was like, all right, great. I won't do that as much. And then when the brother started to mess with him, the little brother was like, hey, I wasn't doing what you said. Like, why are you messing with me? He's like, oh no, I just want to mess with you. He's like, come on, man. Like, that's not cool. And even though the brother still messed with him a lot, it definitely toned it down and calmed it down quite a bit. Trying to appease to the nature, the humanity of your brother. Not getting easily frustrated with him when he's frustrated with you. Not biting back at him when he's, you know, snapping at you. Not being passive aggressive and running and telling mom. Just like, hey man, like, I don't want mom to get us in trouble or to get you in trouble and then you get mad at me. Like, come on, dude. Just like, what do I got to do for you to be cool with me? And if you say something like, just quit being a punk. It's like, okay, that doesn't help. Tell me, seriously. I'm being dead serious. I've had kids call their brothers out like that. And sometimes brothers are like, well, I don't know. And they just left them alone, walked away. Because a lot of times brothers, they're irritated, they're frustrated. People bully them, mess with them. And so they think that there's a rite of passage that in order for you to be tough like them, that they're going to have to mess with you. Usually brothers that do that aren't really tough brothers. They're not really self-confident. In fact, usually it's quite the opposite. So, you know, if you have a brother out there that's really emotionally unstable, super violent, and it's unsafe, that's a different thing. I'm just giving suggestions for a brother that's picking on you, messing with you, teasing you, and not really respecting you. And this could go the same thing with sisters too. Sisters can be aggressive, sometimes even violent. And, you know, they can really go out of their way sometimes to make their little sisters or even their little brothers feel bad about themselves. Appease to their human nature, which means talk to them one-on-one, give them a compliment, give them something that, you know, that they would appreciate, and then tell them, you know, honestly, that you don't expect them to, you know, to like be your best friend, but if, you know, you just want to, you know, not fight and argue with them as much anymore. And if there's something that you're doing that's bothering them, to at least tell you. And if they tell you something like, oh no, just stop being you, it's like, okay, well, that doesn't help. Don't get defeated and be like, oh my gosh, I'll never be good enough. Be like, well, that doesn't help. The better you get at talking back to your sibling in a non-aggressive or passive-aggressive way, and you just talk back to them like, hey, well, that doesn't help me. Like, seriously, like, how am I supposed to be a better sibling? Or how am I supposed to not piss you off if you don't tell me what to do? They'll either give you information or they'll just realize that they're being unreasonable, they're being ridiculous, and they'll just kind of calm down and drop it a little bit. I've never had a situation where the bullying or the bullying and the acting out of the older sibling to the younger sibling gets worse if you take this approach. So as always, you guys, answering questions here from parents and teens. Please follow us on Instagram at og.therapy, or you can follow us on YouTube at og.therapy. Or if you're a parent out there and you can afford an extra $5 a month and you want to happen to see these episodes, if you're like me, I like to watch my podcast, not just listen to them. You can go to www.patreon.com/ OG Therapy. It's Patreon, costs $5 a month, and you get to see all these videos and a couple years worth of videos as well, back catalog that we never posted on our normal podcast platforms. And you can get a lot of questions and a lot of information that other people have asked throughout the years on that platform as well. So until next time, just remember, you guys, if stress and all the troubles of the world got you saying, why, Lord, please, just begging, please, to try to have some answers, just remember, just come listen to your OGs. Press play, listen to podcasts. We got you. Until next time.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.